Every time Mary Nemers buys a bottled beverage, she pays a 5-cent deposit at the register. She wants to get that money back eventually, so she saves up her cans and bottles and once a month brings them here to New Seasons Market in Portland, Oregon. Today, Nemers is getting $9 and change for her empties. While she's glad to get that money back, she's excited to learn that Oregon's bottle deposit program has expanded.
I just got some news, and that is that they'll take back all cans that have deposits instead of just the ones that they sell, which I didn't know. That started in January, so that saves me an extra trip.
That's only part of the change. People in Oregon now also get 5 cents for every water and flavored water bottle they return to stores. That ends up being a lot of bottles. Nationally, we go through more than 30 billion non-carbonated drinks every year, and that number is growing. Most of those empty containers end up in a landfill. For Heather Schmidt, it makes sense to require a deposit for these bottles. She runs the sustainability program at New Seasons.
We're getting more back from our customers, and that's a good thing. And we know that there's quite a bit of water purchased, right? And so we're selling it. We want to take it back.
Out of 11 states that have bottle deposit programs, Oregon is one of the first to include bottles for water and other non-carbonated drinks. Maine did a while back. Connecticut adds bottled water to its program in April. New York and Massachusetts are debating similar expansions. Mary Nemer says it was about time that her state recognized that something needed to be done to make sure water bottles stay out of landfills.
Because I do a lot of walking and I've seen lots and lots of water bottles thrown around and in trash cans.
Nemers hopes that stops. Now, not everyone is thrilled with the expanded recycling. I spoke with the president of the Northwest Grocery Alliance, who told me stores want recycling off their property. A spokesman for the major food outlet Winco said the same thing. Stores say it's messy to deal with garbage, and stores have to dedicate staff time to recycling. We're inside a glass and plastic bottle recycling plant. It's a labyrinth of conveyor belts and equipment. The last drops of stale beer and old soda pop in the bottles make it smell sort of like your gym shoes meet the town dump.
So can we check out and see where the plastic bottles go?
Yes. Okay. So we'll go back this way.
That's John Anderson. He's the president of the Oregon Beverage Recycling Cooperative.
Now, the plastic, we have seen an increase, but we're only 2 months into this expansion at this point, and it's a slower time of year for water and flavored water.
We stop in front of 3 bales of recycled plastic. They'll be sold to manufacturers, mostly overseas, will turn this plastic back into something usable. Anderson says all of the glass gets turned back into beer bottles. The states that have bottle deposit laws have dramatically higher bottle recycling rates, as high as Michigan's 97%. But the U.S. average is below 40%. The rest of those bottles spend forever in a landfill. For the Environment Report, I'm Sadie Babbitts.